Hi, I'm Alex Rum, an executive editor of Metro Magazine, and welcome to Metrospectives. My guest today is Mark Sapersky, president and CEO of On Your Mark Transportation. Today, Mark joins me to discuss free and low-cost marketing tips for bus and motor coach operations, his work as a consultant, as well as the state of the motor coach industry. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate you having here and hope you enjoy the conversation. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining the show. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on here.
Great. Yeah, there's an article up online written by Amy Nixon, your associate there at On Your Mark Transportation, talking about free or low-cost marketing in the motor coach industry and really any small business or any small bus operation. Can you talk a little bit about that article?
Yes, I can. I have done a lot of public speaking for national, state, and regional associations. And one of the most requested subjects is on marketing and, you know, keeping it within a budget. And I've had some folks, mostly in motor coach, say, well, I don't need to market because we've lost half of our industry, so everybody knows who I am. And the problem is right now, actually, you really need to be doing more marketing than less because although there are fewer motor coach companies in the industry, there are a lot of people still coming into the industry. So they're still doing Google searches and still looking to use motor coaches. And when they can't find someone, they're going to go with whatever they find, which could be a broker. And you'll find that you're dealing with a third party that's in the middle of you and your client because the client went to a broker instead of directly to you. So there's a lot of things that a motor coach company and others should be doing to help their marketing. I had a story I told. I was going to meet with a small, very small community transit company. And we did not have a meeting set up. I just happened to be in town and I wanted to meet with the director. I had no idea where the director was, but I thought all I have to do is find one of their little buses and I'll call and find the directions. Well, I found one of the little transit buses. And as I got behind it, I figured out that there was no identification on the back of that little community transit bus to tell me a phone number or a website that I could call to make my appointment. And so I followed that little bus all over so that every time it made a right turn or a left turn, there was a phone number on the side of the bus, but I had to write down three numbers at a time every time I made a left or a right because they had no number on the back of the bus that I could call them and find out information. So it's a lot of little things like that that both transit and motor coach companies can do to help with their marketing program.
Right. And that's just a basic tip. I mean, do you want to talk about some of the other tips discussed in the article? Because I think they're great. They're free. And in most cases, they're low cost or, you know, I mean, we're talking minimal cost, right?
Minimal cost. One of the big ones, very minimal cost, is that I'm also surprised the number of companies and transit organizations, when you go to their website, they do not have a secure website yet. So the way you find that out, and this is one of the things, there's been a lot of transit directors and company owners who haven't been to their own websites in quite a while. They need to go to their website, just to go to their website anyway, and look at that address bar up at the top. If it says HTTP dot dot, then their website is not secure. It really needs to say HTTPS. The S is the security, and there's going to be a little lock on there that shows that it's a secure website. If you don't have that, when people come to your website, especially for the first time, a lot of the browsers are going to pop up a message that says, this may not be a secure website. Are you sure you want to go here? And a lot of people who are not positive about websites or not positive about the organization may go away not knowing what they're looking at. So I always tell people that is very minimal to make sure that your website is a secure website and get that done. From there, of course, there's just a myriad of things that folks can do that is low cost or no cost types of marketing.
Yeah. And can you talk about your experience out in the field talking to operations? I mean, it seems a lot of them haven't broken out of, you know, placing Yellow Page ad and, you know, leaving at that. In most cases, you know, as long as I've been in the industry, I know that that's been a big thing to push to get people off of the Yellow Pages. But can you talk about like what you see and what the kind of feedback you get when you go into an operation?
Yes. I do travel. I've been to well over 200 companies in the United States, Canada, and Europe with the consulting that our firm does for motor coach companies and transit firms. And one of the first things I do is I want to look at what they are doing for marketing before I get there, no matter if I'm going in for a pre-DOT audit or driver training or whatever. I want to know about that organization. And so I'll go and look, I'll see what their Google ranking is and so forth. You're right. There are a lot of people who are still concerned about Yellow Page ads, and I cannot find a Facebook post, or an Instagram post anywhere, or more, probably even more detrimental is the fact that they do have some Facebook posts, but the last time they posted on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn, it's been 6 months, which when you don't post regularly on your Facebook page, which is free, when you're not posting regularly, it's almost worse than not having a Facebook page at all, because people look at it and one, they question if you're in business because you haven't posted, or two, they wonder how active you are and what's going on with your organization that you can't slip a post in there once in a while.
Right. It's just another outdated website at that point.
At that point is another outdated website, which is the other thing I see a lot of is outdated websites. People did some great work a few years ago, but they've got pictures of old buses. A lot of them use pictures of stock photos of buses or stock photos of people who would be in their organization. You know, it works so much better if you get real pictures of your staff, your drivers. I always say I look at a website to see, it tells me a lot about the organization when I look at a website. If all I see are pretty buses and outdated ones at that, it tells me that the organization is not necessarily real friendly and they always talk about being, you know, we're a family firm, but if I don't see any family, I get the question about that. So I always tell people get pictures of your staff. And if you're going to take pictures of pretty buses, put your drivers in front of them.
Right. And you talked about it a little at the top, kind of the need for motor coach marketing or the thoughts of operators feeling they don't need to, use marketing, post COVID, they're maybe the only game in town or something like that. Can you talk about a little bit about what you tell them when they tell you something like that?
Yes. Like I said, they're especially post COVID, we had 3,600 motor coach companies prior to the pandemic. We're bumping up about 1,600 right now. Right. And so a lot of people think, well, all my competition is gone. But the problem is all those folks that rode with your competition rode with them, and some of them are probably pretty loyal and may not know who else in the community was in business when they were riding with your competition. And they're not necessarily going to go, okay, so ABC company is gone, I'm going to go with XYZ instead. They need to know that XYZ is out there. They need to know your company is out there and know to look for you. And in order to do that, and as I said, right now, the bus brokers are really gaining territory because of the fact that they're using the internet so well. They put up there that they're in your community. So the folks don't know the difference between a bus broker and a real bus company, and they need to know that. You can do that in your website. You can do that on your social media and become an educator of what is the difference between using a broker and going direct with the bus company.
Right. And switching gears a little bit, we had our two biggest motor coach shows, the UMA Expo and ABA Marketplace as well as Busworld this year for the first time in association. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw at the shows, you know, what you heard in the aisles and you know, what you heard in the sessions?
Yes, it was great to go to both United Motor Coach Expo in Orlando and at the American Bus Association Marketplace, which was with Busworld North America this year at in Detroit, Michigan. And in both shows, they were both well attended, and folks were very excited to see each other and be back in person and make those personal connections with vendors, with other motor coach operators. I heard a lot of optimism, a lot of things are going great, very positive comments. The most negative, if there was such a thing as negative, was the fact that everybody needs drivers. And again, that goes back to marketing. The need for drivers is something that you must be doing and you must be recruiting. And the best way to do that is through social media and your website. So again, another reason for those to be updated.
Yeah. And do you get a sense of, how many drivers are necessary? I mean, is there like a number per operation you talk to, or like, you know, if we had five more drivers, or, you know, we're 10 drivers short?
Those are the exact numbers that I'm hearing. Okay. If I had another five, if I had another, that range, of course, it depends on the size of the company, but most companies are not that far off. They're just looking. It's a frustrating thing. They're just out of reach of being able to use all of the equipment that they have, or to do the work that they could do if they just had another five or another 10. And that is the number that I was hearing, to add to their staff. And so, now is the time to really be pushing hard. If you're a Southern company, after a long winter, this is the time to be posting a lot in your social media and on your website. Come on down south, move to the south and drive out of snow. Whatever it is that your firm can put out there and promote itself, let folks know and put it on your website, put it in your social media.
Right. And getting back to the shows, I mean, were there any major takeaways from those two shows?
Well, at the United Motor Coach Expo, of course, the equipment, Prevost introduced their new motor coach, and Mercedes-Benz had their new equipment in Detroit. Beyond the equipment, I think just the excitement, it was very prevalent that people were smiling and talking and just a lot of back slaps and hand hugs and those kinds of things going on. It was great to see people seeing each other again and being around that. It was a very positive atmosphere.
Yeah, the shows are definitely bouncing back this year. I mean, a few that I've been to have been larger than they expected. And I know that both of those shows had a pretty good turnout.
Yes. And I think that is something else that folks don't take enough advantage of. I think that there are a lot of folks who really need to go not only just to the national shows, which are really important because you see the vendors and you get the touch and feel and ask questions right there. But I think there's a real need to join your state and regional associations because there are a lot of programs and a lot of information coming out of those state associations and a lot of support for the industry at the government level. With those state associations. And it's very important to be a part of that, That's how the funding came through for the CERTS Act, was because people pulled together at the state level and got their voices heard at the national level. So the state associations, the regional association shows are very important to attend. Keep those benefits going for the industry, whether it's transit or a motor coach.
Yeah. And outside of the driver issue, did a lot of operations have issues getting back up to speed once kind of COVID slowed down? We'll say slowed down a little bit.
The biggest issue has been the drivers. Okay. But the other issues, I believe, are getting other staff back into place as well and getting staff trained. You know, we spend a lot of money on driver training. We spend a lot of money on maintenance training. And yet when it comes to that person answering the phone, what I see when I go out to a lot of companies is that's the company's neighbor or relative, or maybe even daughter or son that are doing the phone, answering on the phone. And they don't have the training, and the money hasn't been put into training for those folks.
Right. And you know, from the sense of talking to operators, particularly at these shows, since that's so recent, what are the sense of the business bouncing back? You know, where is the industry now, and what are kind of the expectations for the rest of this year?
I'm hearing a lot of folks are looking at new equipment. There was a lot of tire kicking going on. I was impressed with the number of people that said they were going to purchase a new coach this year, or maybe multiple new coaches. And very optimistic about the year and the way things are coming back, because of the fact that there are fewer companies and people have to bring back their business so that they can keep up with what's out there. However, there are still a lot of people are know what has happened, and they're not going to overextend themselves. That's why they got through the pandemic as it was. So they know not to overextend themselves. They're going to do what they can do and handle the business that they can handle. But they know not to overextend themselves and have a lot of equipment that ends up sitting around in the slow time. So they're in a good spot right now. And that just means that, again, they really need to train the consumer to be looking further out for coaches or equipment or for service further ahead of time, rather than saying, well, I'm going to charter a bus this weekend, for example.
Right. Because there's fewer operations out there.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm hearing a lot of that people are saying, man, I'm already sold out this spring, and people are asking about why my prices went so high. And it's because they had to increase price because of drivers and because of insurance and so many other cost increases of making it through the pandemic and not having the government help that the airlines and everybody else got. These folks are just trying to claw their way back and be the success that they can be. And so they're not going to overextend, not going to have too many pieces of equipment. And they are going to, service those that can, who do call early and make their appointments early.
Yeah. And you know, I talked to a lot of transit officials, and as far as ridership goes, I think a lot of people don't necessarily expect 100% or even more of a bounce back. You know, what's the sense of what the motor coach operations are looking at? Are they looking at business coming back as usual, or they think it's going to be less business, but you know, maybe higher volumes as far as dollars go for them?
What I'm hearing from the charter operators is that business is going to be strong, and the charter operators are coming back strong. Okay. Groups are traveling and going places. The student groups are coming back. Things are looking very positive. Those in the scheduled service industry are still not back to where they were, and they don't expect to be back necessarily this year, but they do see ridership increasing all the time. And I hear of the scheduled route folks doing things. That industry, scheduled route service, is going through a lot of changes right now. And so that's going to be changing as far as schedules and connections and working with other companies and Interline and all those kinds of things.
Right. I think that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, it is. That could be a whole nother discussion just in itself.
Right. And so, you know, what do you think that the industry learned from COVID? I mean, from being, essentially shut down for more than a year. What is the thoughts when they're bouncing back? Are they looking into, you know, new business models? Are they realize the importance of kind of expanding into other markets that they weren't into? You know, what sort of things are you seeing?
I have been getting a number of calls about scheduled service because of the fact that during the pandemic, the government, with the 5311F program that pays for rural service, kept those motor coaches running during that time to keep service going through the rural area. So I've got people calling now saying, you know, you've been talking to me about scheduled service for a long time, and I think I'm ready to look at that. I've got some folks that are looking at possibly doing school bus service privatized where schools are having the same driver issue. And so schools are privatizing their school buses. Then I've got some owners coming to me saying, okay, tell me more about this school bus service. And where I'm really finding an interest is from the luxury travel industry, because of the fact that a number of limousine owners worked with motor coach companies to handle the motor coach service, and those companies are no longer there. I'm finding that there are a number of luxury transportation owners who are getting into the motor coach side to have that full-size motor coach to add on to their black car service or their SUV service.
Great. Well, Mark, I appreciate your time. I think there's a lot to talk about. And as you mentioned, there's a lot down the road. So hope to have you back soon.
I would love to come back. And thank you for what you do for our industry. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.